I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
From Texas. Me, I'm up that bad.
NCAA tournament gets underway again tonight. We got Sweet 16 action leading into the Elite Eight, and this time on Monday we'll know who your final four teams are going to be. Let's go. Can't wait. So we got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. Now you've got UVU playing in the final four of the NIT, and we'll talk to Jonathan Tavenari coming up here in just a moment, one of our favorites.
Jonathan Tavenari has done it on a basketball court for a lot of years, and he is just one of those very vocal personalities that you get to see on social media and so many other things. And a very recent graduate, or one of the newest Americans.
Yes, he is. He is now an American citizen.
Think that just happened two weeks ago.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago. He even got the governor to come out at his, I don't know, what's that process called? When you're sworn in? I don't know, that's not probably the right word.
Yeah, it's JT.
Jonathan Tavenari joins us now, newly anointed American citizen. JT, how are you?
What's up, JT?
My fellow patriots. It is an honor to join you today.
They don't make you give up like the Brazilian citizenship, right? You don't have to like, hey, turn that card in. We're going to tear it up. You're full-blown American. You can do the whole dual citizenship, right?
Yeah, well, thankfully, I have three of them. So if things get bad here, I can go to Brazil. If things get bad in Brazil, I can go to Italy. So, yeah.
I didn't know about the Italian part. That's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, my dad's Italian, which is the main reason why, you know, I always opted to play in Italy. Because, as you guys know, limit of players and all of that. And so being an Italian citizen, you know, allowed me to not count towards the foreign quota. So, yeah, three citizenships. And both of my boys also have that as well.
Nice.
So my children have that. So, yeah, it's a big blessing for sure.
How difficult is the American citizenship process?
So it's not that it's difficult. Hans, it's more that it's time consuming. You have to know what you're doing. You have to file the right paperwork. You have to, you know, be alert to when they send communications, be on top of it. And so it's more time consuming, right? It's not something that's easy and quick. And so, thankfully, mine didn't take a very long time. Mine was actually extremely short, and I do give a lot of credit to my accountant and to make sure that, you know, I had all of the taxes information done. He did everything exactly as he needed to be, and so my process, and then as I submitted my information, I had everything on point. And so it was just a matter of them reviewing my case, which thankfully didn't take long. So my process only took a few months.
Wow. Jonathan Tavernari joining us. All right, so JT, by the way, JT weighed in on my egg on a burger debate.
Yeah.
And apparently in Brazil, you put like a fried egg on everything down there, it sounds like.
It's, Hans, you would love it down there because I know how much you love food, and my goodness, it's, and especially as you guys both have seen me post pictures of feijoada, you know, the Brazilian black beans and on, and all, to have just a fried egg, you know, kind of over easy, sunny side up, whatever you want to do it, just right on top of it. Oh my goodness. My mouth is watering just thinking about it, guys.
I got to try it, man. I got to try it. So you tell me some of the other things you put a fried egg on.
What don't I put a fried egg on? Let's see. On burgers, and then one of our favorite pastas is called carbonara, which goes egg. It's
that's just straight egg yolk right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is incredible. And if you tried my wife's, there's, you know, not doing publicity because they definitely don't pay me to do this, but there's a spot downtown called Italian Graffiti, and it might be the best carbonara I ever had outside of Rome, where carbonara was invented. And I'm not lying.
Is that good?
It is incredible. The chef is my guy. He is. Trust me, you can't go wrong by going over there. It is amazing. I mean, the guy was even part of All-Star Weekend. And, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, Mark is a wizard with that stuff. So,
speaking of Mark, how good is Mark Mattson? How good of a head coach is he?
I mean, we're seeing right before our eyes, you know, won titles, UVU came right on the cusp of being ranked. You know, I think this entire time that he's been a coach at UVU, the only possible negative thing you can say about the big fella is the breakdown in the conference tournament this year. You know, when you're down, when you're up that much and the team comes back, there's a big factor that affects the coaching, right? But, I mean, you know, props to him for being able to just learn from what happened. And, you know, I was at the game last night, guys. That place was rocking. They have those guys playing hard. They're throwing alley-oops. They're throwing lobs, dunking, three-pointers. I mean, it was so fun to watch that game. You know, and it just – I'm so happy for him. I love Mark. I've known Mark Mattson since my junior year in high school when I got a Tim View, Scotty. And I know that you remember that because it's been a minute we talked about it.
Yeah.
From right then, you know, he wanted me to go to Stanford so bad. Especially because then I ended up playing with the Lopez Twins, you know, AAU, and winning a couple of, you know, national tournaments with the summer. But he was, you know, getting on Coach Montgomery at a time to try to get me to go to Stanford. We stayed in touch when he was at the Lakers, then when he was at the Timberwolves. He would come, you know, up to Utah and play with us and do open gym with us in the summertime back when that was a thing. And BYU, you know, I worked really hard to make sure that we had the best one in the state. So everybody from Utah State, J.C. Carroll was coming down playing with us. You know, Darren Williams, guy from the Jazz, Ronnie Price was coming and playing with us. And he was there. And we just had a great time playing open gym in the RB, in the RB at BYU, the Richards Building. And just stayed in touch with him and to see his success, obviously with the Lakers, and then, you know, with the G League, but now, especially at UVU, he is truly building something special there. And, you know, I'm definitely cheering for them in Vegas, you know, for the Final Four.
So I watched UVU. They played Utah State the first game of the year, and it was a dogfight. And this was, you know, and UVU had just lost, and I spaced their big center they had that went to Texas Tech, and now he's in the portal again. But there was a lot of like, oh, well, UVU, that was their shot last year, and now they're going to have to rebuild without that player. And I'm watching them that first game of the year, and Utah State ends up winning it by 10 or 12, but it's a dogfight. It's one of those games where it's going right down to the wire, and it was free throws down the stretch that kind of pushed it to a double-digit game. And I know there were a lot of Aggie fans that were getting a little salty, like this should have been a blowout. But I'm watching, you know, obviously there's a lot of good players on that team, but Azeez Bendingo, I'm watching him play, and I'm like, this guy is an elite rim protector. He's got a great back-to-the-basket game, and he is, I mean, if this is how he's starting his career, watch out, because this is going to be a problem. Just how impressed are you with him and his development and what he brings? Because he had like 15 and 12 last night.
And it was a clean 15 and 12, too. It was easy. He made the game so easy, Scotty. The best thing about that kid is he never jumped on pump fakes. He learned how to figure out, you know, having his arms up and being there ready to, you know, ready to just stay over. He had some massive blocks at the end. But what I was mostly impressed is how he was able to handle the ball on top of the key. You know, somebody would swing the ball over, and they would do, you know, their European, you know, kind of drive and flash and hand off, swing from side to side, you know, pick and roll. And he did that so well, went for lobs so well, ran the floor, rebounded, protected. And the thing that, you know, talking with the people that I was with last night, he is raw. And so it just any NBA team that gets him to be able to just then put their imprint on them. He had a couple of post moves that looked good as well. And so to your point, he's an incredibly raw prospect. But, my goodness, the sky's the limit for that kid.
JT, you played your career at Brigham Young University, and you've watched BYU through West Coast Conference play. Now moving into the Big Boys Conference, it's going to be really difficult. What does BYU need to do to get up to speed with the programs that they're going to be participating against week in and week out?
You know, that's something that I talked a lot about yesterday. You know, a few people, you know, came and said hello to me, and that was sitting around. We were chatting. But if you look at the point guard play for the kid number five from Cincinnati, I mean, you could tell, Scotty, that was one of those old-school point guards from New York, pressuring all full court, just being able to get to his point, get his jumper off and stuff. And so I think what BYU needs is just players, right? And no offense to anybody, but it, again, if they take it, they can tweet at me and we can definitely have a conversation. But the level of LDS talent has dropped incredibly. And not only that, the level of LDS talent that BYU is getting has dropped considerably. And so my hope is that instead of going after the Jimmers and the Lee Kamars and the Trent Placids and the Hawses and the Amorys and so on, right? I really hope BYU finds, you know, has the ability to bring the you know, Jackson Robinsons and just athletes that they would go to Santa Clara or they would go to a WAC school or they would go to a Big Sky. And again, no disrespect to UVU or Weber State, but they would then choose to go to BYU because they get to play in the Big 12. So BYU needs everything, right? Because at this point, they have the facilities, they have the money, but, you know, do we have the talent and the athletes to compete in the Big 12? You know, when I played against the Big 12, there was a disparity between athleticism, and that's just the way it is, right? But when you look at Dallin Hall, you look at Richie Saunders, you look at Tanner Toulson, you look at Colin Chandler, these guys, they're talented. Are they going to be able to keep up with the physicality of the Big 12? You know what I mean? And it's one of those things that you just got to play hard, too. Which it was something that UVU did last night to their credit. Cincinnati didn't play hard the entire time. UVU did. And there were so many times this year on the BYU games that we wouldn't play hard. I mean, how is it possible that we play toe-to-toe with Gonzaga and St. Mary's and Creighton, and then we lose to, you know, WCC teams and that are in the middle of the pack or in the bottom of the conference? You know what I mean? I coach my son's, you know, Super League AAU team. You know, me and one of my great close friends, Boyd. And the one thing we try to tell kids is you just got to play hard. You got to figure out a way to play hard and just, you know, just play hard. And it, I don't know if this is a, you know, the new generation or whatever, you know, and a lot of options and so on. But it's just, to me, having the athleticism, the ability to play hard, it's something that's definitely lacking at BYU this year, and I hope to be there next year.
Well, JT, we could talk to you forever. We know you had to go, but some great insight. Let's do this again here soon, okay?
Hey, you know, and now you guys don't have to spend on international calls because I'm an American guy, right?
Yes. So
it's all domestic, guys. Come on now.
That's why I haven't got that pen to you, because I didn't want it to send it internationally, but now I can get it to you locally, so it'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Scotty? I love you. I appreciate it. And, you know, I look forward to getting that pen, but, you know, promise you this, next time we make feijoada, Hans and Scotty, we got to invite you guys and have you guys over, because, and then we put a fried egg on top of it, Hans, so you can surely enjoy the Brazilian style.
I love it. We'll do it, JT.
Let's go.
Thanks, brother.
You're the best.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great one.
That's the man himself, Jonathan Tavenari, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Former, well, BYU legend. I think he's number two in BYU history and 3-point shots made, certainly, probably number one in attempts, because that dude didn't see a shot attempt he didn't like.
He did love to shoot.
Yeah.
But that's why we loved him.
That's why we love him.
Respect the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Guy didn't care.
And talk about doing it the right way, too, going through and getting his American citizenship, and so proud of him and what he's done. As you mentioned, the governor was out there, and I think he's pretty close with Governor Cox, and it's awesome to see him go through that process. I was going to have him quiz us. Then I thought, you know, let's do that off air. We'll do that off air.
I was actually, good call. I thought, you know, when he was going through, I thought about having him call in and we do a bit where, like,
just give us a couple questions.
Yeah. Let's have some fun with this. But yeah.
Because I really should brush up on my American citizenship.
That's one. It's a little bit like doing math on the radio. I don't really want to, because it could make us look bad.
Like, I feel like I'm pretty good with the branches of government. I feel like I'm pretty good with our documents. I feel like I try to know. But then when you get asked and
you put on the spot,
fire off answers.
I mean, we'd probably get deported by the time the whole thing's over. Like, no, you need to leave.
They take our citizenship.
You're out. You're done.
Yeah, that'd be pretty harsh. BYU's got a long way to go, as you heard there from Jonathan Tavenari, but that doesn't mean they can't get there fairly quickly.
Well, in this day and age of the transfer portal, and if you can bring guys in, and he said, look, BYU needs dogs, man. They need some players, and they're there. They're available in the transfer portal. You can remake a team really quickly.
Yeah. There is a part of me that, you go back to the Jake Scott conversation of development as compared to transfer portal, one and done or two and done. And we're seeing a lot of upsets in the NCAA tournament. We're seeing it from some of these smaller schools. And how much of that has to do with development? Guys that have been together for 3 or 4 years, guys that play extremely well together, know what each other's going to do. You got to weigh that. I really don't know what the answer is in that. I actually don't think anybody really knows, because we haven't had this portal long enough to understand how much a mercenary can come in and help you as compared to building your team through trust and loyalty and connectivity and keeping guys on the court for 3 or 4 years before they head out to the NBA draft. Because we are seeing some of that be beneficial for teams.
Yeah. I had a coach once tell me, this was back in 2017, 2018. And he was the one that told me, hey, the one free transfer is coming. I'm like, stop it. No, it's not. He's like, no, it's coming. There will come an age where everybody will have one free transfer. And then he also said, in college basketball, there'll be a year where we'll hit 1,000 players that are transferring. I'm like, that's way too high. Well, we're at 900 right now, and we're not even playing a Sweet 16 game.
Yeah, there's going to be 1,000.
There'll be well over 1,000. We might be pushing 1,300, 1,400.
That's college basketball players.
College basketball players.
That's not NCAA athletes.
Yeah. Nuts. All right. Hans and Scotty, Advanced Windows is certainly where you need to go if you need to swap out the windows. And let's be honest, Nate Orchard, mayor of Sac Lake City, hanging out with us. By the way, that never gets old, right?
No.
Okay,
I love
good,
it.
No. Good.
Such a good nickname. Such a good nickname.
But, you know, here's the thing that I think a lot of people need to know is that this is a local company. And a lot of people, like, I have an older home that's got a lot of funky windows in it, and people are thinking, well, we can't get that replaced. It's a weird size. Well, we had the weird shape guy that we met that he can make any window that he needs to make to fit any home, and it'll fit perfectly.
Exactly, and Russ can do that for you. If you've got some funky shaped windows, or you know your windows over time deteriorate, the glass can fail. You can get those drafts, and if you're noticing that inside your home or on the outside, that just means it's time to replace those windows. So give us a call, and whatever you have going on, we can get you taken care of.
And I was thinking about what we were talking about on the financing end too. You know, somewhere around $100, $110, $120 if you're looking at a 10-window switch out.
Yeah.
And I was going through it, and I'm thinking, 10 windows, is that a lot or is that a few? And I counted through my windows. I'm right at 10 mm-hmm. on my entire house. So it'd be about just around $100 for me to switch all my windows out.
Yeah.
$100 a month
yeah.
to switch all my windows out. And I really try to emphasize this with our listeners. When you switch out windows, it is not an expense. It's an investment because you've got the warranty. You've got the warranty and you've got the high-end product. It improves the value on your home, and those windows are warranty. Talk a little bit about what you guys do with the warranty.
Yeah, so everything that we do with it being in-house, we cut out that middleman. We don't have that service outsourced. We don't have our windows. We manufacture the windows, so that service, the warranty falls directly on us. And we warranty those windows for life. So if anyone ever has any issues with their windows, they call us. They don't have to call another company out Midwest or somewhere else. They're not playing getting the runaround from who's liable or who's supposed to be helping them with their warranty. You call us. You come into our factory. You can see where the windows are made. You call us, and we will send our service department out and take care of whatever issues you might have with your windows. But we do that for life, and it's a real thing. We have customers calling every day just with the little things that they might need help with, from a screen to there's something wrong with their locking mechanism. Like that's, we come out and we can help with all that.
Lifetime warranty.
You know, we talk about windows. You also do doors. And let's be honest here. A lot of you guys rocking the pets. It's really cool. And I know it shouldn't be, people just kind of, you know, roll their eyes a little bit, but the kind of technology in these pet doors is really cool to make sure that you save a lot of money on your heating and cooling and you're not losing a lot of air going in and out of the house.
Exactly. Money and time, right? You got a dog at home, or you're a few minutes away from the house or your office, and you maybe need to get back in the afternoon to let them out. You put a pet door insert inside your sliding door. That way the dog can just get in and out. You can put a lock on it at night so that nobody gets in. It's secure, and it just makes your life easy for yourself and your pet.
That's something that we don't talk enough about, the pet doors. Everybody's got a pet they need.
Do you have to open the door for Buster? And
yeah, we do. We just don't have a fenced area. You know, you got the pet door, and they've got freedom to go in and out. You want to make sure that they're
they're not going too far.
Yeah. I've got a dog that's built like a rat with long legs, and my little Gracie gets out. We've got barn owls that'll eat her. Like she's
poor thing.
So we gotta fence that thing up, maybe even enclose it before we throw the doggy or the cat door.
Close your yard,
Buster. Buster's not walking through some door. He's like he needs that door open for him.
It just have to be a double wide. Because dude's put some weight on his haunches. He's rocking about 45 pounds as a Frenchie right now. Yes. So you're going to have to do a double-wide door. But I love it because you can knock out those specifications. I want people to understand $100, $110 when you finance these windows a month, and you can have the new look. You can have safety. Jake just brought up the screens. If I remember, we talked to the screen guy when I was at the factory. Those flex screens, weren't those a lifetime warranty too?
Yeah, those are warranty too. So if you ever have issues with your screens, we're able to get those shipped directly like to your house. It is a and those screens, you know, the little pull tabs in the corner of your screens, where they break off. You can't get the screen out. These screens have a little flex to them. It was actually featured on Shark Tank a few years ago, a flex screen, and the way that they come in and out makes it so much easier.
That's
for a homeowner.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the details that Advance does. And the fact that they give you the warranty, the pricing is right, and a huge discount today.
Yeah, right now, $3,000 off when you swap out 10 windows or more. 801-850-9100. That's only today, by the way. Jake and Nate, they're shutting it down after this, and it's not coming back. $3,000 off, 10 windows or more, and I won't ask either. So 801-850-9100. Please call right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He's the radio voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke.
What so far do you feel like has been accomplished for the franchise as a whole?
I mean, I think it's been a raging success. If you go back to the beginning of the season, I think the number one story is, you know, was could Will Hardy coach? Well, that's really abundantly clear. And then I think the number two story was, are either Walker Kessler or Ochai Agbaji good enough to be pieces for the future? Well, that's abundantly clear. And I think the third story, it's not anymore, but when the season starts, are any of the cadre of pieces that the Jazz got from Minnesota and Cleveland and even LA and Patrick Beverley trade worth anything, right? Do we have a single piece here that's got any value? Like, I think those were the three stories going into the season. So yes, yes, and oh my goodness, look who we got in Lowry Marketed, not to mention I think Colin Sexton's a piece, and I think Taylor Horton Tucker is making a really strong statement to that right now.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, all brought to you by Zero Res. Schedule online today at ZeroRes.com. Anyone who cleans this month and schedules three rooms, Zero Res will give you the fourth room for free. All you have to do is go to ZeroRes.com for details. All right, Lloyd, this one's for you. Everything's going to be just fine with the Raiders. Yeah, you traded off Darren Waller, elite tight end in the NFL. But they've reached a free agent agreement with Austin Hooper, who is a...
Who?
He's a tight end that used to play for the Titans. So there you go. A one-year deal. But I'm sure he'll turn into a legacy.
Did you say Hooper?
Hooper. Austin Hooper.
Not Cooper Cup.
No, not Cooper Cup.
Cooper Cup. Hooper.
Lloyd, how much does that help us? Does that get us into running?
Man, he never gets old with you, man. It just doesn't. It makes me laugh every time.
You won't even see any time.
You won't?
It's a one-year deal. Whatever.
Who's the former youth that's out there?
Oh, with Fotheringham.
Cole's still there. Why are we signing Hooper?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Let's just get Cole Fotheringham in the action.
I don't even say we. Will you stop saying we? I don't even say that.
Because you're not as big a fan as I am.
Yeah, right.
How many shirts do you have? How many games did you go to last year?
Oh, I knew we were going down that path.
Oh, you know what? I did not go to one last year.
Oh, you went? Oh, no, it was the year before you went.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
By the way, Hooper started two games for the Titans last year. So,
just a body.
So, there you go.
So, we move on Waller, and we go get Hooper.
Yeah, Hooper's going to fail anyways.
Well, if anything, he's more affordable. And you know that's what we're looking for in Vegas.
Yes.
And I bet he'd be more than happy to invite Josh McDaniels to his wedding.
Yes.
Affordability. We need affordability. I still can't believe
that. Where did Waller go again? Remind me.
Was it Green Bay?
No.
I can't remember.
Where was it? Where did he go?
Where was Darren Waller
traded? Where is he going to go fail?
Oh, he ended up going to...
It wasn't the Jets. Who was it?
Giants.
Close. Giants. There it was. That's what it was.
And by the way, you see the Jets are loading up on wide receivers?
Well, so are the Raiders. Just not tight ends.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they're adding the Hardman guy from Kansas City. So they're ready to go.
They're going all for this Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yep.
If it happens.
Ooh, I've got a good one. Who wins more games next year? Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I will go Russell Wilson.
I don't know, because the Jets actually have a pretty good roster. You know, they were just one quarterback away from being really good.
Ew.
I don't think that was an actual saying.
They were good at 20.
They had a really good defense.
21
they?
Positions.
They did have a decent defense.
I will still say the Broncos, because I don't know.
Because you're a fan.
I got a good vibe about what's going on.
Yeah. You should. If they don't win, it's a major disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
Huge.
You're right.
As long as you're on board with that and you know how big of a disappointment it is.
Lloyd, you always know I'm a realistic fan.
I don't see you're on cloud nine right
I
now,
don't say
and
crazy
you're all in on a Super Bowl.
No, not this year. Give us a few years.
Super Bowl's a little lofty.
When Russell Wilson is 43, how old is he now?
Oh, they won't go to a Super Bowl as Russell Wilson.
But it will be Russell Wilson.
They will be over 500 next year. Now, it could be 9-8, but they will be above 500.
Okay. Will they have a better record in the AFC West than the Chargers?
No.
Can they beat the Chargers? Hey,
the Chargers. By the way, the Chargers might be losing Eckler.
Man, I hope so. The Chargers.
He is a killer.
Chargers drive me nuts. They drive me more nuts than the Raiders do, just because Herbert makes one throw and every collective analytic geek out there loses their mind.
Best ever.
Really? You trust that guy? Come on. Come on. What's he done for you?
Who's their Rivers? He's nothing more than Rivers.
Yeah,
Rivers,
no.
Rivers was a great at getting stats and just never won.
Excellent comparison.
Did you just use a good on Hooper?
Yeah.
Signing with the Oakland Raiders?
I got nowhere else to go. Not a lot of good out there right now.
Goods are lean nowadays, aren't they?
All right. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Let me guess. Hooper signing with the Raiders. Is that also the bad?
No, that's a good thing for you.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
So Mark Cuban is fire hot mad right now. And he put out a post on social media. For those of you that didn't see, last night there was a minute 54 left in the third quarter, and there was a crazy inbounding situation where Golden State inbounded to a wide open layup, or I can't remember if it was a layup or a dunk. Kevon Looney ended up just putting it in. Nobody around him. Nobody within the half court around him. So Mark Cuban was trying to explain to the Dallas Maverick fans that ended up watching the Dallas Mavericks lose by two when they need every win they can possibly get, because I think that drops them into the nine.
I believe so, yeah.
Here's what Mark Cuban said on social media.
Yep, 9, 36 and 37.
Ooh, geez. For those wondering about the play with a minute 54 to go in the third, let me explain what happened. The ref called Mavs ball. The announcer announced it Mavs ball. Then there was a timeout. During the timeout, the official changed the call and never told us. Then when they saw us line up as if it were our ball, he just gave the ball to the Warriors. Never said a word to us. They got an easy basket. Crazy that it would matter in a two-point game. It is the worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. That is Mark Cuban explaining what happened. So officially, unofficially, Scotty, the refs called it Mavs ball.
Yeah.
There was a timeout. Mavs lined up at their baseline. Instead, the officials reversed it, according to Mark Cuban. Golden State was well aware, and Steve Kerr said in the postgame, Steve Kerr was like, yeah, we knew.
He's like, I drew up a great out-of-bounds play. How great was that play? He was really loving it, man.
This still goes back on the officials. If you see all five Dallas Maverick guys lined up at one end of the court, and then you got all five of the Golden State Warriors, just take a minute and be like, hey, are we all on the same page? Because you already look stupid.
That's a very un-NBA ref thing to do. They're like, oh, we're going to make these guys look dumb.
Which in turn makes them look so dumb. You don't just hand a ball to Golden State when Dallas is down there expecting the inbounds. And all five Golden State Warriors are standing within 3 feet of the inbound right under their own basket.
Yeah. No, let's go hold the athletes' hands and take them down there so they make sure they cover the guys.
Oh, look
let's
at
get
you,
them lined
the
up.
Contrarian.
Where's your anklet? How come your green on green anklet isn't on? Do you remember putting those on your kids?
Yeah.
I've got the red. I used to yell at Rock. I used to yell at my girls all the time. Where's your anklet? Find your anklet. Dim up. The officials.
No, guard right here because they're right here. Come on, let's help them.
By the way, I am coaching flag football again this year. I told you to talk me out of this at the end of last year.
You're doing it on purpose?
Hans has some time. You need an assistant, don't you?
There's just nobody else to do it. Nobody else wants to do it.
You need a DC? Hans, what you doing?
Oh, I thought you were offering.
No. No, I got baseball. I got baseball I got to deal with.
What am I doing? Not coaching flag football.
You get DC, come on.
No, man.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No. Give me as far away from youth sports. It's tough. That's a tough time. It's not that the kids suck.
No, the kids are great. I like the kids. They're good kids.
But the kids are going to miss a lot because the parents have their own agendas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's tough when your kids get older because we're trying to take a little family trip like later June for a volleyball tournament that Riley's playing in. And you're trying to organize Ash and Mac and Rock and everybody being able to get out there.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
And as a parent, when your kid makes a commitment to Scotty's flag team, he should honor that commitment.
Well, this is all I ask because the kids are all great. I don't have a problem with the kids. Kids are all great. What I don't want to hear is 5 minutes before a game, get a text. Hey, Bobby's got soccer, so he's not going to be there tonight. Well, Bobby's our best player, Dad. So you can't tell me this 5 minutes before the game when the whole game plan is specifically about getting Bobby the ball. So you can't tell me 5 minutes before the game, well, you double booked. Why are you double booking? Choose one.
You knew good gosh darn and well that your kid was supposed to be on the field.
Yes. But you spent all week not telling me, and then you tell me 5 minutes before. And then I'm like, all right, well.
That makes me crusty.
It makes me really upset.
When's it too cold to practice?
For kids?
Yeah.
What age group is this, Scotty?
11-year-olds.
So, 65?
Six. Wait, what? Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, for kids?
My kids are...
To practice?
Yeah, little 11-year-olds?
Oh, they're fine.
So, what about 8-year-olds? So, you'd say 70?
72.
No.
Get them on the indoor.
Get out of here. This is not the take I thought you were going to have.
Get them on the indoor. You're going to get a complaint from the parents. They can see their breath, and you're practicing them. I'm just telling you, if you want to deal with parent complaints.
I'm not a head coach. I'm assisting a little bit. I'm helping just with little minor things.
Hey, you're going to need to clean that language up.
My language is fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I slipped up one time. Once.
It was a
big time.
It was a big one.
Don't get me wrong. It was a big one.
It was the granddaddy of them all.
No, I know.
Your son's first word
was not his first word.
It was one of his first.
No, it wasn't one of his first. He had some other words. Trust me. No.
Well, yeah, there was S and D's.
And we're not saying dad.
Yeah.
And Sam.
Or shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Shucks.
Do we need to get the ugly in or do we need to save it for roulette? Your call.
Wait, is it Raider related?
No.
No.
Okay, go ahead and skip it.
All right.
Skip it or do it?
Skip it. All right.
We can do it if you want to do it. It's 150.
Nah, let's throw it on.
What do you want to do?
Let's throw it on roulette.
We'll throw it on roulette. Do we have a spot open on the old wheel?
I could get rid of that one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll knock that one out.
Okay. There you go. Good, bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Former Utah Athletic Director Chris Hill.
It seems like, at least publicly, this television negotiation rights and all this stuff is taking a lot of time. Should we still have your philosophy of just sit back and let it take its course?
Take a breath, take a look at it, and always have your university prepared to be flexible. Be prepared with your peers, but also understand that sometimes people can talk out of both sides of their mouth. So you got to be a little careful. I think the administration and his ailment well. You got to do the best you can to stick together. If you're going to have a contract that works, it's got to work for everybody, and it can't be worried about $1 million here or there.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Go!
It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Not happy.
So, whole world news today, Scotty. If you and I were convicts and we escaped from prison,
yeah,
this would be us.
Nice.
These two guys, John Garza, he's 37, and Arlie Nemo, he's 43. They escaped from Newport News Jail Annex in Virginia. So they escaped on Monday.
Yeah.
Today, they were found eating pancakes at IHOP. These knuckleheads, they used a crazy toothbrush that was fashioned into a pick.
Yeah.
To pick through a wall. It was really a Shawshank Redemption-like escape. They used these picks and they went right through a steel reinforced wall with bricks. But they got through the brick and they got to the steel. They were able to bend the steel and they shimmied through this hole. They went over a really tall guard fence, did not get seen. They were out. Nobody knew they were gone until a 7 p.m. head count.
So they had a several hour head start.
Hours.
And so what do? You go to the Waffle House.
They got hungry. Oh, they needed pancakes. So they go to IHOP, and they're sitting there just eating their pancakes at IHOP. You know, these grizzled felons.
Oh, not even Waffle House. It was at an IHOP?
It was IHOP.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I am a sucker for a stack of pancakes, though. You throw some butter on there and let me throw.
Oh, I am too.
And just, I drown it in syrup.
But honestly, if you're looking for a bite, you go to your buddy's Double Wide. You'd be like, it's a nice... mighty fine bowl of cornflakes, Miss McDonough.
That's an awesome, awful good breakfast, Flakes, Miss McDonough.
There you go.
That baby's going to hate you for it.
Oh, man. Do the kids these days even want no Raising Arizona?
But that's the two all-time convicts. All-time. Those two.
Yes.
Raising Arizona is spectacular. So these guys were sitting there. They're eating their pancakes, and there was a patron sitting there because obviously when they were missing on the headcount on Monday, this is just Monday, they put out their picture, and there was a patron that was sitting there eating their pancakes, and they're like,
hey, that looks like those dudes on the TV.
So they called. Cops showed up, and they're like, hey, you guys are the guys on the TV. Are you? You're the two?
You really eating pancakes?
Syrup dripping down one of their chins.
At least let the dudes finish their pancakes, man.
Or take them, get them to go, throw them in a to go. So,
oh, that's bad.
Here's what they were in holding for. Garza was in holding for contempt of court, probation violations, some failures to appear. So Garza was just in trouble for that.
That's not worth escaping over.
No. I don't know how long that
when it's manslaughter, that's what you try to escape for because you're not getting out. This is like this isn't even months. Those are just days.
Yeah. This is Arlie Nemo. He's 43.
Arlie Nemo
was in for credit card fraud, credit card larceny, forgery, possession of burglary tools, grand larceny, contempt of court, and probation violation.
That's a pretty good list there.
It's a little deeper.
What was his name? Arlie Nemo.
Sounds like Elmo Black.
Why?
Wasn't that guy's name that actually killed his wife from Shawshank? Elmo Blatt.
That's a random poll, Lloyd. That's too random for me. Like, I love in-depth randomness on movies. Elmo?
Elmo Blatt. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Wow.
But these guys got nailed eating pancakes.
Probably with a credit card, too.
Think about the hunger we'd whip up trying to escape through a brick wall, you and I. We would find the nearest pancake house, or we'd find... Because you and I, we'd be running across the grounds.
And be like...
And I'd be like, how good does some barbecue sound?
Sounds so good.
And you'd be like, I know a barbecue joint just a half mile from here. And we'd run right to it.
Shouldn't we put a little bit mile? But no. The last place they're going to look is so close.
You and I'd have a three-meat plate in front of us when the warden would come in.
Boys, I knew you weren't very bright. All right. Nate Orchard, Jake hanging out with us. We're live here in studio, Advanced Window Products. Hey, you know what? There's so many great things going on right now with you guys, and I love that you're hanging out with us, because here's the thing. People need to know that, and Jake, you kind of gave us a timeline. When you have a sales guy come over and you sign your name on the contract, from that point to when you're getting installation, what kind of timeline are you looking at there?
We're saying 8 weeks right now, and we're getting... Things are, because it's getting in the spring, it gets a little tighter, but we are still at this point, like if someone were to call today and get on the schedule, we would have their windows to them in 8 weeks.
From our factory to your front door in 8 weeks.
That's right.
Wow.
And I wish I could take a picture of Nate's smile.
Look at that smile. Yeah, so if someone were to call right now, you get on the schedule today, you're getting $3,000 off 10 windows or more. You'll have your windows within 8 weeks installed in your home. And if you call now, you have Ken is standing waiting for your phone call. You're going to be speaking with Ken.
So most people that finally pick up the phone and call, okay, yeah. those people that just finally say, all right, I'm going to call Advance. I'm going to get this thing done. What is it that's the tipping point for a lot of people? Is it the look? Do most people get a crazy hair and think, nah, I got to change the look of this? Or do people see their power bill and say, $350, my neighbor's $220? What is it that tips them?
I think it is a combination. Mm-hmm. There's when people buy a home and they're looking to upgrade the look of their home. That is, you put in new windows and that completely changes the look of your home from the exterior, interior and exterior. A lot of people, though, with what the tipping point is just kind of where they feel like it's cold next to their windows. Or they can feel that draft that Nate mentioned earlier. As we get into the summer, it's just hot in their house. The air conditioning is running nonstop, and it's just that like constant reminder, like, oh my gosh, like I can't take this any longer. So they'll call, and it's amazing. Like our guys, like Ken is there waiting for your call. He'll come to your home. And it's free, no pressure quote. He's able to walk you through your home and tell you what you need, like what is best for your home. Every window that we make is custom for your home. And what style do you want? What color interior, exterior do you want? What would be best, like fitting for your home? Yeah. And then we have our guy come out, Matt will come out and measure the window opening, every opening in your home. And then we'll take those measurements back to the shop and we build the windows.
Really quick rewind. The first guy that comes out, you're going to have a quote.
You have a quote
that day at the end of him walking through the house. You're going to know what that amount is.
Yep.
And then you get to, in your mind, take $3,000 off.
Yeah, exactly right. And he'll walk you through the price, and then he'll tell you the options. Hey, these are the financing options. What is best for you and your circumstance? Is it financing? Is it credit card? Some people like just writing the check and having it done. And so he's able to help you understand all of your different financing options, as well as really understanding what windows are best, what is best for your home.
Are a lot of people doing those picture framing inside the windows, the square framing?
The grids.
The grids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the grids inside. Are very popular. Like it depends on the exterior, the look of your home, but that is a very popular look that people are
And you guys can hit all the grids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you want a different style to your window, give it a little more pop from the curb. You could add those grids.
The size, if some people like a really tight grid, depending on their style, others like it more modern look where it's just the horizontal grids, whatever you need, we can do it for you.
That's incredible. All right. So, the Fed just jumped up rates again yesterday and everybody's paying close attention to that. Well, here's the thing. You still have financing options, 60 months, 0% interest, but that's not going to last forever. Yeah, you got to lock that in right now.
That's one of those that, like, I would like to say it'll be forever, but we are, that's up in the air, especially with the way everything is moving with the Fed right now.
And you can do like a 10-year at like 4.9%.
Yeah, 4.9, 6.9, kind of whatever, like what people are looking for.
Yeah.
We're able to pull some levers for people.
But you told us during the break that like an average job, if you did one of those 10-year financing, an average job or roughly around 10 windows.
Yep.
You're looking at like 105 bucks a month or somewhere.
Yeah, there. Right around there. There's the average. If you're looking at average size of window, just on what we manufacture, yeah, 10 windows, around 105 bucks a month.
Let's go. Right now, you'll also get $3,000 off 10 windows or more. Again, that's not going to last forever. That'll probably last by the end of the day. So $3,000 off 10 windows or more. All you have to do is get called, get on the books to lock in that number, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. It's Advanced Windows. You can also check them out online at advancedwindows.com right here on The Zone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.